and Pens podcast episode 311 for Wednesday, March 6th, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. Konnichiwa.
Isn't that a beautiful view behind us?
It is.
Look at that. Isn't that nice?
It's amazing. View of a lifetime.
Of course, that's Mount Fuji in the background.
Because we are in Japan.
We're in Japan today.
I don't know what day it is.
It's March 6th. Wednesday.
In the U.S.
Well.
I think technically it's the 7th. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, we're here. All right, hit me with this joke.
So, yeah, have you heard of this group called the Flat Earth Society?
Yes.
You know, these people that they believe that the Earth is flat.
Right.
It's not. I understand they're fairly fearless.
Okay.
The only thing they have to fear is sphere itself.
I don't get it.
Sphere? The only thing they have to fear is sphere itself.
I didn't hear the the only thing they have to fear is sphere itself. Like, that's
itself.
Not funny. He's
right.
Going to work
All
on
right.
that.
Well, I'm sure somebody out there laughed. But anyway. This week, new.
Okay, new.
This week.
I'm ready. Hit me.
Visconti.
I love these. Number one, Visconti rocks. Number two, these are like Sour Patch Kids, only in pens.
I like this one. So basically what this is... what are you doing?
In front of me.
But it's not green.
Doesn't matter. These are fun. Look at these gorgeous colors.
I'm just going to go climb the mountain. How's that sound?
All right, mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Visconti Breeze, it's very, it looks kind of basically like a Rembrandt.
Yes.
No cap band. It has a magnetic closure, but a resin section.
Yes, I love that.
Which is nice.
I love that.
That same.
Fun colors. These are fun. There's also a yellow and a green that I don't know why we don't have, but we forgot to grab them. These are just so much fun. Look at the great colors. The marbling is awesome. I'm just excited. You know, we had some major storms, and I'm just so excited about bright spring colors. I just want spring. These are fun.
Little bit different than a Rembrandt.
Educate me.
Unlike Rembrandt that has a My Pen system, this pen does not have that. It has a new clip that has more like a spring clip that goes over the top of the cap, which is kind of nice. Of course, we said that resin section, which is really nice because it's...
I really like a resin section.
Same nib that's on the new Mirage. Steel nib, cartridge converter.
Listen to that.
Yeah, it's a nice little magnetic. It's a fun little pen, and the best part...
Hit me.
Under $100.
That's fantastic.
So you can get a genuine, honest-to-goodness Visconti for under $100. The purple's nice, too. I like the purple.
I like them all.
Purple
They're
and the
like
blue
Pokemon. Yep. Got to get them all.
We got a pink. It's like a salmon, almost.
Yeah.
Salmon, orange, yellow. The green's not bad.
What do you mean the green's not bad? Green's cool.
It's a nice color, yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
They're fun. They're springy.
All right.
Bring on spring.
Visconti Breeze.
Awesome.
New.
Okay. What else?
Pumped out a bunch more vintage in the last week. Make sure to sign up for the mailing list for that. Esterbrooks, we've got Parker's coming. New old stock Schaefer's that are just amazing.
How many did you restore and made the list to be sold? And how many did you restore that slipped their way into your collection?
You know, I haven't. It occasionally, when I go sort through things, I put one in a certain area and I say, well, you know, I may keep that one. But I haven't restored anything recently that I've actually kept.
Can I get that in writing?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I haven't restored them yet.
Great.
I put them in a tray, and then, you know, when I get time for it, I'll get to it. But,
okay. Just
so anyway, make sure you sign up for the mailing list. I know last week there was a little snafu. The links didn't work, but.
They do now.
They do now. We had a bunch of nice Esterbrooks in there last week. So you can check them out, and there's a vintage pen category on the website where everything goes. That's probably the easiest way to find all of them at once because there are some Esterbrooks, there's some Watermans, Real nice, cute little Waterman set in red. I really like that one. I wish it was a little bigger, but it's a demi set, kind of like a Pro Gear Slim. Mm-hmm. You'd probably like it. Matching pencil.
Somebody buy it, please, if they haven't already.
So, anyway.
I don't need any more pens.
Make sure to sign up for the mailing list. Those come out roughly every week, every other week. So.
There you go. InkoRimo.
Hallelujah.
Is over.
I'm sorry. Was I too excited about that?
Epic fail. Which I expected.
How many did you write?
I wrote none.
Oh, so that means I win. I wrote one.
And gave it to me. And I put it in the pocket of my leggings and washed it. So if there's no evidence, it doesn't count.
I believe the note said I love you, so.
Oh.
So if there's no there's no evidence, it doesn't count. That's what you're saying.
A big thank you to Mike in Appleton, who sent us an email and said he was going to do InkoRimo for me. So I had coverage.
All right. I wrote one. I can't help it that the recipient washed it. Anyway.
I did.
All right, so it's over. Hope you guys had fun. Anybody who's participating. And I will try again next year. You know, next year I think is going to be different. I say that every year.
I really hope so. I mean, I even had all the note cards out and ready, and I had a list started of who I was going to write to and just didn't. But we've been traveling a lot. We ended up taking longer to get back from LA, and then...
Yep.
They just need to move it.
just move it like in July would be great.
Yes, because we're home. Let's work on that.
Okay.
Yes.
You're home. I'm going to be in Miami in July.
Well, we'll see. So, anyway.
Anyway, so that's over.
Yes, an epic fail.
Yeah. I got 1 out of 28. What percentage is that?
Not very much.
3%?
Not much. All right. Okay. So, next week on the podcast will be Booty Call.
It's next week already?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So,
podcast of March.
Yes. I always want to be the one chosen. But I always don't want to be the one chosen because it's a lot of pressure. Because somebody's $20 gift certificate depends on whoever they
choose.
Keep
in mind, they still have some say if they...
I know, but it's a lot of pressure.
You do just fine. You won.
I won one, you won one. Yes. We're tied.
So
this is the tiebreaker.
Rest assured, whoever picks whomever
is
probably going to win.
Yes, so. Going to have fun.
Anyway.
All right, so. Next. The creative team gave us this stack of cards.
Whipping through this today, huh?
We are doing the B&L Q&A.
I'm going to see if I get this right this time. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And then I am not going to answer
what you think.
What I think you think.
You have to wait to see if you match.
And then I'm going to raise the card.
Yes.
All right.
Go.
Well, I guess we don't need to hide the question. Yes. We know what the question is.
I hope they're in the right order.
Well, I hope so.
All right.
What is your favorite standard nib width?
What do you mean by standard?
I just knew this was going to happen.
I'm going to go with medium fine. What'd you say?
I said fine. I originally said medium fine, but the question was as well, is that standard? Is it yes, is standard for sailor?
In general, it's fine, but my all-time favorite is
fine.
The Sailor Medium Fine. All right. What is your favorite standard nib width?
Japanese broad.
I said medium.
Well, which is like a medium.
And that's it for the show this week.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week for some other thing.
God knows what. Favorite platinum pen. What is yours?
I'm going to have to say it's the Kumpu. 3776 Kumpu.
Okay. I said the Galaxy. Because it's rotten.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't actually own that one. I guess, yeah.
It didn't say the your personal favorite that you own.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I win that one.
Well, yeah, you are right. You are right. That'll eventually will make its way to my pen case.
But you said the Kumpu. I forgot about that. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is a great pen. Okay. Because it's got that soft medium nib.
Yeah.
That you don't get it. Okay, what is your favorite platinum pen? Be specific.
You know, I really like my classic Macchier autumn leaves. What did you say?
The lilas.
I do love the lilas.
I know you do.
I also like the lavande. But my favorite is the one that I've had for decades.
Neither one of us has got anything right here. Because it's not going to get any better with this next question.
I think it might.
I am positive this one is going to go bad.
Okay.
I don't know. You want to go rock, paper, scissors?
Go.
Favorite movie genre?
I like sci-fi. What'd you say?
Vampire. You love vampire movies.
Vampires and werewolves and yeah, well, that's part of sci-fi.
Yeah, but it's not like going to Mars or whatever.
All right, what's yours?
Well, my favorite movie genre? If it involves Mars.
Yes! Yes! Sci-fi Mars.
All right, all right.
Yes. All right. I win. We're done.
All right, you got 1 point. All right. Jeez, this shouldn't be this hard.
How long,
how long have we been married?
Apparently not long enough long or enough. Too long. Yes, Brian likes anything with Mars. We've been known to watch Mars movies that are way too bad for way too long, just waiting for them to get
better. We haven't watched, you know, if it's really bad, we just cut it off.
Not right. Soon enough.
Favorite fountain pen friendly paper? I think I might have this one. She's going to say...
Rhodey and Claire Fontaine. Anything by Execlair.
Be specific. Just for my own...
Rhodia. What did you say?
Claire Fontaine.
Okay.
I knew I should have just hung in there with Rhodey and Claire Fontaine and said... There we go. But you've got that colored graph tabbed thing that you like.
Oh yeah, for in the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes. Claire Fontaine.
All right. What is your favorite fountain pen friendly paper?
I like the Anderson Pens and Oak Pens. Or I can pick another choice because you know those are great, but I'm a big fan of. Tomoe River.
Well, you've got your
my Himakuri.
Your Himakuri.
Yes.
With the cat.
Yes.
And you have your agenda, your planner.
Right.
Have you used it?
Occasionally. Actually, what I need to do with that is I need to not carry it with me, and I need to keep it downstairs at my bench. And then, because when I'm down repairing pens,
That's when you're looking at your calendar?
No, but it's more of a, for me, it's more, it has ended up to be more of a journal, you know, kind of like a some lines a day, but only for a year.
Okay.
Here's what I did today, or here's my thought, but I don't.
I love Lisa. This game sucks, I don't know. Okay.
Favorite U.S. pen show in August?
Oh, God. Mine is San Francisco.
I got it right. I got that one right. See, I was nervous because the only thing that makes that show slightly not great for us is the drive.
The drive. Okay, how about you?
That's a tough one.
I know. I got a 50-50 chance of getting this right.
You do. Now, I do like... I have always liked D.C. I have fond memories of D.C. I do like the organization in San Francisco. I'm probably going to lean towards San Fran because we can see our good friend Jason Forbes.
And the weather's better.
And the weather's usually better. Well, it's not bad in D.C.
No. But...
oh, my goodness.
We get to see some gorgeous country when we drive out. All right. So your favorite Japanese word. What is your favorite Japanese word?
Seiko.
Oh, God.
Is that a Japanese word? That's arushi. It is, absolutely. See, while they make an arushi watch, how about you?
Sushi.
Yes. I knew it. Sushi.
Wow. So what did we learn? I have no idea what you like in pens, ink, and paper, apparently. I got to work.
Well, we were close. We were close. I mean, you know, you got... Yeah, I mean... If you'd asked me what my, you know, the top platinum pen on my hit list is, it's definitely the Galaxy.
Okay.
That's right up there.
Okay.
Probably, yeah, that's number one. So okay. You were close.
All right. Thank God.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm exhausted. That's exhausting. You know, it's time for a hike up Mount Fuji or something.
Climb Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Sure. So, thank you for joining us. Should we talk about why we're here? What we're doing?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. So Mount Fuji in the background is because we won a trip through Luxury Brands USA, the distributor of Platinum, and Platinum Japan. They sponsored a trip for the entire year of 2018, and four retailers made the cut. We were one of them, and we are super excited to be here. Very grateful also
yes.
to Luxury Brands and
Thank
Platinum
you.
Japan. And it's a number of walking tours, a couple bus tours, lots of food.
Lots of food.
And then there is a ceremony with, we're not quite sure what's involved with the ceremony.
All we know is we have to dress up.
Yes. So. And a lot of other retailers from other countries will be there. So it's going to be a big, very impressive, it's a great honor to be there. So we're super excited. But it has been fun, and I'm looking forward to staying off my feet a little bit.
So we'll be back next week, and then of course the Long Island Pen Show in a week. We'll be coming home.
Yes.
Packing up for a couple days, and then we leave to go to Long Island, and then maybe we get a couple weeks off after that. So
maybe.
Yep.
So awesome. So
anyway, I think that's it.
That's
you got anything
it.
Else?
No, I think that's enough.
So, all right. Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper and the booty call.
Yes, that's your favorite thing. You just
it
like
is.
To say
I do.
That.
I do.
All right. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other fun stuff.
And make sure to check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And don't forget, we have a store inside the Palmer House Hilton in Chicago. Open 7 days a week. And if you are in the area or you know someone who is in Chicago who is into pens, we are hiring both full-time and part-time. So get in touch with us and we will see what we can do.
So, website chicago.andersonpens.com.
Don't forget to like this video, give us a thumbs up, and subscribe to the YouTube channel.
And we'll see you next time.